Hundreds of angry people with no leader and no plan, a city and a police department on edge. That was Grand Rapids again last night, less than a week after protests downtown turned to property damage and looting. But last night, things turned out differently. Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer reports.
Things were quieting down. The official event, the one that was planned, ended at 5:30. Organizers asked people to leave downtown, and people didn't listen. Hundreds remained. They didn't want to leave. So they started marching. They made their way to a barricaded street. Green dump trucks lined up, blocking off a section of downtown, the section where the police department headquarters is. The protesters took a knee. Then, a man stood up. He had a tattered American flag wrapped around his torso. Suddenly, this man they've never met, this man talking about God, he has their attention. He delivers a rousing speech, making it up as he goes. And his name, he tells me, is Brian Jennings. He's from Chicago, only been in Michigan a year and a half, only been in Grand Rapids 2 weeks. And when his impromptu speech ends, people stand up. "What's next?" one of them says. They start marching again. Jennings jumps on his bike, makes his way to the front. They take the street, the man with the American flag leading them on his bicycle. And they make up the route as they go along, up to Heritage Hill, over to Michigan, avoid the highway because police have it blocked off. They march for a mile, then two. Others decide to take a role in this new community. Hannah Schaefer hands out snacks and water.
I really didn't expect any of this, and I was thinking, what can I do? These people need fuel. This is a peaceful protest, and this is what we need, so we're going to keep it going.
And at the back of the march, a white car appears, driving slowly, pulling into the opposite lane to block traffic and protect marchers. A man leans out the window. He tells me he goes by AG, just AG.
Didn't nobody ask us to do nothing. We took it upon ourselves because this is what we believe in. For real, this is what we believe in. It's too many murders from the police with black people.
The march stays on residential streets. I catch up with Jennings, who's still leading the way.
Did you know any of these people before today?
Excuse me?
Did you know any of these people before
today? No, I did not.
I ask him who decides where they go next. He says, God's in charge. But 4 miles into the march, something happens. Police, who at first followed the protest on bicycles, have now melted away, and the march has made its way into new territory. They march into East Grand Rapids, a separate town, a wealthy enclave known for leafy streets and lakeside mansions. Some people come out on front lawns to wave and cheer, but one woman walks into the middle of the street holding a baseball bat, ready to swing. Jennings grabs the bat. The crowd tries to take it away from her. Justin Tavernier's in the middle of it.
We protected her. We removed the bat. Grabbed it. We walked her to the sidewalk away from where people, because people were starting to get aggressive. We don't want that. We want a peaceful protest.
I ask if she said anything to him.
She told me, "You don't live here." I don't know what that means, because I do live here. But she said, "You don't live here.
Born here."
The march continues. And occasionally, Jennings stops them to gather. The people kneel in the street. He talks about justice and God and Jesus. He asks for a moment of silence, then he leads them in prayer.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
After they've said two Our Fathers in the street, they get back up to march. They're headed back to where they started, downtown where the streets are barricaded and police wait in riot gear. The people have been walking for more than 7 miles. But downtown, the mood shifts. The marchers step up to the barricaded line of law enforcement. I'm standing between the line of protesters and the deputies in the riot gear. I can't see everything that's happening, but everyone feels the tension rising. And the protesters come up with a simple ask. They want the sheriff's deputies to kneel with them. The deputies stare forward, unflinching. Earlier in the day, the chief of Grand Rapids Police had come out briefly to talk to the protesters at the original event, and he took a knee. But that didn't seem to satisfy this crowd, and the people with the riot gear and shields never kneeled. Minutes tick by. The law enforcement in riot gear, they're not city police, they're county sheriff's deputies. After several minutes, the deputies with their black armor and their faraway stares, they change. They meet the protesters eye to eye.
One knee will live. One knee. One person kneels, we live. One person kneels, we live.
One deputy looks at the guy next to him. Do you think he's telling the truth, he asks. The other deputy nods. But they do not kneel. Jennings has given up talking.
We don't gotta talk to them no more. We right here. We right here and they right here. We gonna see who leads first. We don't gotta talk to them no more. They know what we want. You can
sit down. He turns his back to the line of deputies. But this is not the only line. On the other side of a dump truck, more deputies are stationed, filling the gap between trucks. And other protesters have been pleading with them too. Suddenly, past Jennings, a cheer goes up. The deputies in their riot gear, at least one of them, has taken a knee. The deputies taking a knee, it was a symbolic gesture, one that the city's police chief had already done earlier in the day. But one protester, Anthony Jacobs, tells me this gesture meant a lot to him.
You know, we're out here for a reason, and they know we're out here for a reason. Just show that you're not one of the bad cops that we're out here protesting against. Like us, we know all cops are not bad, but right now it looks like all cops are bad because no one is standing with us, and that's literally all we want.
Let's go home. Let's go home, guys.
And that's it. After 3 hours and almost 8 miles of improbable, unplanned marching, the people disperse. No tear gas, no rubber bullets, no violence. After grabbing the attention all night, I find Jennings alone, leaning up against a bus stop. He's weeping. I ask what's going through his mind.
Oh, man. I don't know, to be honest with you. I'm just happy. Dude, I'm just happy. It's a miracle. Yeah, we all know where miracles come from.
I think Jennings knows, like everyone else, that a few deputies taking a knee doesn't solve the big structural problems that led to the march here or anywhere else. It won't bring back George Floyd. It won't bring back Breonna Taylor or any of the other black lives lost. It won't undo any of the painful incidents of police using force against black people in this community. But on this night, for one night, at least for the people here, it feels like a change. I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.